You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class for a Thursday here at KGYM, a gorgeous Thursday. How about that? All the tracksters out there, soccer players, tennis players, golfers, you deserve it out there. Big night for track. Cut off for the Drake Relays coming up this weekend. And tonight, pretty much the final chance to get a good time or a good throw, et cetera, up there, and qualify to get to the Drake Relays. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. No, next weekend. Man, it's coming up in a hurry. Next weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Great to have you aboard, Gym Class, here on KGYM. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. You learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. You can find out more as well by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, our producer on 1600 AM, back on 102.3 FM, back up and running, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and smart speaker. Good show coming up for you. Big announcement earlier today, and we're going to talk about that with Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. It covers the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're going to be taking on Quad Cities up at the Field of Dreams in early August. We'll talk with JJ about that and the Colonels and hockey, how that is shaping up and coming down the line for the Rough Riders. Heartlanders season has come to an end. We'll talk about all that with Jeff Johnson in just a little bit. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. The post-banquet edition of the program. We had a very nice get-together last night, Mark. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, we really did. And when we last left you, raining, cool, whatnot, but got a wonderful day today, and by habit, I threw on a jacket. I don't really need it.
You don't need it, man. Might need an umbrella in the next couple of days, but hey, you spring athletes out there, you deserve a day like today. Enjoy it.
That's a big night. There's going to be new qualifiers entering the top whatever of a certain event, and ideal weather to post a good time, a good throw, a good jump, whatever it may be. A lot of these qualifying standards are going to come down to a tenth of a second, an inch, what have you. It'll be a fun night to watch, see what happens.
It will be. It will be a fun night to watch that and take it in out there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the gym class program here on KGYM for a Thursday afternoon. As I mentioned, we'll talk to Jeff Johnson coming up in a bit. One thing that did catch our, I think, the entire bowling team and the entire space where we were at last night is the fact that we all did a double take when this came down and, you know, blew up everybody's phone. Jay Wright stepping down as Villanova men's basketball coach. Highly successful, and I think you can say one of the blue bloods as far as college basketball is concerned. A couple national championships for Jay Wright. Did terrific in the Big East. Always has done very, very well as far as recruiting and in the NCAA tournament is concerned. And then our next question was, man, he can't be that old, is he? You first thing you asked me, he's not that old, is he? No, he's not. He's 60. But as CBS Sports in their column, various columns, not only at CBS Sports, but ESPN, other places, he's kind of one of the latest to step down and kind of throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what, I really don't want to deal with everything that's coming down the line anymore. I've had a great career. I don't need to do a whole lot more. And why not go out on top? He didn't win the national championship, but of course, Villanova making it to the Final Four this past season. So, hey, I can't blame the guy, and he's going out on top, and good for Jay Wright.
He's had a terrific career, and I think universally liked, if not loved, respected as a college basketball coach. His record speaks for itself. And, yeah, he's 60 years old, and I'm sure if he'd wanted to, probably could have coached another 5 to 10 years. But we never know what's going on in somebody's head, whether, you know, I don't want to chase this portal anymore or whatever it may be. But Jay Wright out. Kyle Neptune is the new Villanova coach, longtime assistant. Wright had a heck of a career. There's no doubt about it.
He was terrific. Yeah, Kyle Neptune was at Fordham. But, yeah, he was a top assistant at Villanova for, I believe, 9 years under Jay Wright when they were winning national championships. So he will take over. He'll do a great job. There's no doubt about that. He'll keep things going as far as the Wildcat program is concerned. But, you know, like the article by Gary Parrish in CBS, the latest, I mean, yes, Mike Krzyzewski was at a retiring age, but there's a lot of talk out there that Mike Krzyzewski, and in fact, in one of his last news conferences, Mike Krzyzewski pretty much laid out everything, why he's leaving at this time. He doesn't want to deal with it, with the portal, with NIL, and everything that goes about it. It's a totally different situation. I think it's a younger coach's game now, because you got to chase things 24/7, 365 now, as far as a portal. And not that you didn't have to before to keep up your program, but it wasn't quite the 365. Maybe it was 275, 300. You had a little bit of time off. There is no time out and no time off now. Roy Williams, a lot of speculation. Mark Turgeon at Maryland. Also, Chris Mack at Louisville. Now, Louisville kind of went down too, but a lot of talk about that. But anyway, Jay Wright, great career, job well done, and he's going to be, of course, talked about whenever a top flight job comes around, right?
Might end up in the booth.
He'd be good.
I think he would be very good.
He'd be good. Put him with Raft, man. Two Big East guys. Little Seton Hall, little Nova action going back and forth like that. No, I think we may see
onions
him.
There.
Yeah, I think we might see Jay Wright in a booth near you. We'll see. Or maybe he just wants to, you know, spend time with the family. Kick back.
It's not a booth, is it? It's courtside.
Well, it's courtside. Yeah. It's booth and football, I guess. But we get your drift. We get your drift out there. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about Jay Wright? Let him run the NCAA, says Cyclone Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. 68-82. Yeah, here you go. First speculation. He's going to coach the Lakers. I would put my mortgage on the fact that Jay Wright is not going to coach the Los Angeles Lakers. But you never know in this day and age, right?
Nope.
You never, never say never. And, of course, our friend Razorback Dale, tip of the hat to Jay Wright now that he's retired, because it means everything gets easier for Arkansas. Oh, love that, Razorback Dale. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Earlier today, closer to home, the news from the minor leagues, Midwest League, Jeff Johnson, we'll talk to in a little bit. I had this as well, but we're going to have a minor league baseball game on August the 9th at the Field of Dreams, the brand new-ish stadium next to the movie site, next to the highly acclaimed movie site and Dream Field before the eight-lit traveling baseball stadium diamonds get made around it. But we're going to have a minor league game before the major league game. The major league game is, I believe, the Cubs and the Reds. I believe that is the case. And a couple days before that, on August the 9th, we're going to have minor league baseball up there with the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Quad City River Bandits going at it. And I think it's fantastic. Kudos to minor league baseball, major league baseball, the Midwest League, whoever came up with this idea. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, why not? I think it's good. Certainly good publicity for both ball clubs that are in the Midwest League. And, yeah, again, why not? I think it was a Quad City home game.
Correct.
That's going to be moved to Dyersville. But the Colonels are going to be referred to as the Cedar Rapids Bunnies.
Awesome.
Which was the nickname years and years ago. I'm sure that means new uniforms, which I can't wait to see if that's the case.
Which is going to be great. I hope they are just replica of the Bunnies uniforms. Now, they may not want to have the same, you know, fiber and things like that as far as what they're made of. But they'll modernize that. But as long as they look like the Cedar Rapids Bunnies uniforms, I'm all for it. I am all for it. Quad Cities will have, in fact, in the release today, they had the old-time logos, and it was the CR intertwined like it was in the days of the Cedar Rapids Bunnies. And they had a D for the Quad Cities, which Davenport, I assume. So they're going to have their throwback uniforms. And as I mentioned, we'll talk more about that with Jeff Johnson coming up when we speak with him. And about 15, 16 minutes or so. But what do you think out there? Are you going to get your tickets, see the Colonels or the Bunnies and whatever the River Bandits are going to be called? 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, the Cedar Rapids Ball Club was the Canaries at one time.
Yep.
The Rabbits.
True.
Just take a look. Google Cedar Rapids Bunnies. You can get a nice replica of the 1929 uniform. For 2¼.
There you go. Will Costner be there? I don't know. Are they going to do the same things that they did last year when the Yankees and the White Sox played? I mean, I doubt they'll do it for the minor league game, but they're going to have some fun with it. They're going to have some fun with it. And like I said, I think it's a fantastic idea. And kudos to whoever came up with that. And we'll ask Jeff Johnson about how this all came about when we talk with him coming up in a little bit.
You know, if this is a throwback, JJ needs to dress in a suit.
One of those straw hats?
And a top hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get that to him. We'll get that to him. I like that.
Little beat writers dressing like that, yeah.
I think it's a great
idea. In fact, everybody in the stands was in a suit.
Yes, they were back in the day. Yeah. And we don't have to have everything like it was back then, but
no.
I think that'd be a nice touch. I think it'd be a nice touch. And hopefully, and I'm sure they'll get a great crowd up there. I'm sure they'll get a great crowd. And like I said, it's going to be interesting to see. And once tickets become available and how much they are and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I hope they keep it at minor league level prices for this particular event and have fun with it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I do too.
And who knows? There might be, and I'm sure there will be, somebody on either the Cedar Rapids or Quad Cities roster that will play in that game and will be the first to play in a minor league game in a major league game at the Field of Dreams site. So, by the way, speaking of Field of Dreams, the Guardians have just polished off the Sox 6-3. Get out of Cleveland.
Rough go there, huh?
It was a rough go, man. Still fine. Still fine. 6-6. Everything's okay 12 games into it. 319-366-1600 at 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. That's one of the storylines out of Eastern Iowa today. The other storyline coming out of Iowa City today, Mark, and that is the announcement by the University of Iowa that they are going to be looking for a new for lack of a better term, theme song or song to be played during the Kinnick Wave at the end of the first quarter. And there is a list of songs that you can vote on. One of those songs, I believe, written by the former Cedar Rapids Kennedy product and Iowa Hawkeye football player, Dallas Jacobus. I think that's going to probably be the runaway winner because of his background as far as being an Eastern Iowan and a Hawkeye football player is concerned, but you never know. I'm not going to sway the public vote or anything like that, but interesting. I did not expect this today, and who knows the background to why the change is being made. I guess the Hawks know.
I would say why.
I mean, what was the former song?
Wave on Wave by Pat Green, country artist. Came out. The song came out in 2003 and was adopted when the wave became a thing in 2017. And, yeah, my question is why?
Just time for a change? Was it a royalty issue? Was, like I said, who knows?
Does the wave even need a song?
That's the first thing I thought of. Do we have to have a song when the wave is going on?
I just a pure wave to the kids in the children's hospital. Why do we need a song? You tell us.
319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. 9663 in the text line. Are they bringing all the stands back in at the game? Like the pro game last year, I heard they're all gone from last year's game. Yeah, they can put the stands up. They can take the stands down. I would assume the stands will be back. And, I mean, they got to have stands for the major league game. So I would assume the stands will be there for the minor league game. They put those up a long way ahead of that date. So I would almost, the other half of my mortgage, I will bet that there will be stands there at the Field of Dreams.
Whole wave thing, they have as many cuts as a PGA Tour event. It's going to be cut down to the top eight on July 11th, and then down to four, and then down to two, and the final selection will be made on or around August 1st.
Okay. Could have the band play something. Darren says you have to have a song so you know when to stop waving.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the band can kick into something right there. I mean, I see it both ways. I mean, at Kinnick, quite frankly, you don't hear the music in the background because, you know, everyone's waving and they're talking, they're saying hi and all this. So it's it's there, it's in the background, and if it's a song that's befitting of the tribute to the Children's Hospital, then so be it.
Thank you, Cyclone Tim. I love you too. Duke sounding like a grumpy old man. Why do we need a song? In my day.
Mark wasn't grumpy last night.
No, I wasn't, and my screen on my computer didn't act up like this either. But yeah, I love you too, Cyclone Tim, but I just throw out the question, why do you need a song?
I'm not
grumpy. I feel good today.
8370 agrees with you. No song, just wave. 1096, having fans be able to sing lyrics to a song would make the wave more friendly.
Do you like the present song? There's another question.
Pat Green's song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of bridges to be crossed as far as this one is concerned. Well, I think it's there's going to be a new one for whatever case and whatever reason that is. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's a great tradition as far as college football, and we should not lose the fact that it's a great tradition. No, Tim, that will not happen. 319-366-1600 here at 324. You're having computer troubles, aren't you?
I am. We might need to postpone the Eagles Hideaway scoreboard.
Really?
Although I did see the Twins leading Kansas City 1-0 early.
I can give the Major League scoreboard.
That'd be great.
If you would like. We can do that. We can skip one.
Scores about all on the scoreboard today. So
very true. Very true. As we mentioned, there's a lot of track going on, soccer, golf, et cetera. The Linmar girls won the Crandic Golf Championship today. Congratulations to Coach Chris James and the Lions. Saw that posted earlier on today. So would you like me to give the Major League scores? Okay.
Please.
I can do that. I can do that. Finals today.
If that's okay with Slycom Tim.
The Mets beat the Giants 6-2. Detroit shut out the Yankees 3-0. Cleveland takes over first. They beat the White Sox 6-3 today as the Guardians win it and sweep that three-game series. Partials right now, bottom of the ninth inning, Toronto leading Boston 3-0. Your Twins leading Kansas City 1-0 in Kansas City, that one in the eighth. Also, it is Oakland leading Baltimore 1-0, bottom of the third inning, top of the second, Arizona with the early jump on Washington, that by a score of 1-0. Coming up tonight, three games. You got the Cardinals on the road at Miami. Pittsburgh is in Chicago to take on the Cubs. Texas is at Seattle coming up tonight.
I always love it when somebody says partial scores. Minnesota 1. Washington 6.
You're in a mood today, aren't you? What did we do to you last night?
We have a song for this show, don't we?
Mark's got a song. We have Mark's walk-up song, but it's gone now because it was eradicated from the system when we changed. So we got to get it back in there. But yeah, maybe by next year we'll get Ironside's walk-up song back in there. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class program, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette's going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk more about the Field of Dreams minor league game coming up, and that will be between Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities on August the 9th. By the way, the announcement today, the NFL schedules will be coming out on May the 12th at 7 o'clock. May the 12th.
Perfect for local programming.
I can always tell. I can tell you this right now. The Los Angeles Rams will be playing on the opening Thursday night. The opponent to be determined. But I can virtually, the third part of my mortgage will be bet on that one. All right. So let's get a weather update and a break. We'll come back. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joins us. Lots to get to. And we'll find out how this all came about with the Field of Dreams minor league game between the Colonels and the River Bandits when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day today with temperatures in the 60s, nice and comfortable. Later on tonight, then, showers and thunderstorms arrive, and they'll be moving in after midnight tonight and continue overnight into Friday morning. Heavy rain and hail will be possible with some of these storms. We'll then have precipitation continuing through about midday and will dry out for the afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team got the 8-0 win against Cedar Rapids, Washington on Monday at Kingston Stadium. Senior Brielle Bastian led with 3 goals. The Xavier boys soccer team bested Cedar Rapids, Washington 2-0 at home on Tuesday. Seniors Tristan Vasquez and Riley Moore each knocked one in for the Saints. The Xavier boys track and field teams ran in the Albernette relays on Tuesday, and the girls took part in the Hempstead Invitational in Dubuque. The girls golf team played in a senior quad at Bunker Hill Golf Course on Tuesday in Dubuque. And the boys and girls tennis teams both faced Prairie on Tuesday. The boys got an 8-1 victory at Prairie, and the girls won 9-0 at home.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Get back on the ice with Elite Sportsbook. Place three wagers of $30 or more on any pro hockey offering any Monday through Wednesday in April and get a $15 free bet. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Wrapping up last night, officially, on banquet night for Bowling Night in America. And by the way, May City Bowl, talking with them, stopping by last night. If you are interested in summer leagues, and you can go ahead and give them a call and inquire about those. Great way to start a team. Great way to start bowling. And, yeah, get your buddies together and do that. A lot of fun. Then you can take it to... take it to the fall and winter on the next level, right?
Do something with your husband and wife in a couples league.
There you go.
362-0136. You can get more information at May City Bowl. And I'm sure it is available on the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Don't forget, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 until 6, and they will have your next chance to win tickets to see Daughtry on Saturday, July the 23rd at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids with special guest Blackstone Cherry for the Dearly Beloved Tour. Tickets go on sale starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. For more information and a link to purchase tickets, you can go to our website. That, of course, is kgymradio.com. Cyclone Tim said he used to get partial phone numbers from girls.
He didn't say used to.
Oh, I get partial phone numbers. Oh, well, you can come to your own conclusion as far as that is concerned. 3:32 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here today. We're presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. And we're going to talk to our friend Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And apropos that we have Jeff on today, not just because the Twins are winning 1-0, but big announcement today with the Colonels, the River Bandits, the Midwest League, Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball. Everybody had a hand in this thing. And I think it's great, Jeff. Good afternoon. How did this all come about?
Scott, good afternoon. Mark, how you doing? Before I start, I just wanted to ask Scott if there were any alcoholic beverages consumed at the banquet last night.
Jeff.
Okay, so there wasn't. Okay, all right, I got my question answered. I gotcha. So, no, anyway, you know, this was something that had kind of been in the works for a little while, and, you know, Major League Baseball just, you know, kind of got it hashed out, I guess you could say, you know, kind of finalized the date. And, you know, both teams, you know, were in on this the whole time and, you know, agreed to do it. And, you know, so it's going to be 2 days before the Major League game there between the Cubs and the Reds. So, yeah, you know, it's a good deal. I mean, it's... you know, it's going to be great for the players, you know, whoever, whichever players are going to be there. I mean, it could be totally different rosters from, you know, theoretically from what we have for both teams right now, honestly. So, but yeah, it's going to be a good deal. I think no question it's going to be very memorable for, you know, for the players and the coaching staffs and, you know, we'll see how many fans decide to show up to this thing. I've been kind of told that tickets will be pricey, not major league game pricey, but maybe a little bit more than what you would expect, you know, for a minor league baseball game.
Jeff, Scott and I thought it'd be apropos if you invest in a little tweed suit and a straw hat and put the press card in the bill of the hat and show up like that to cover the game. How about it?
Yeah, me and Steve Patterson from Quad City Times. I think you're onto something.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, we could both, you know, maybe grab a cigar and, you know, chomp on the end of the cigar while we're asking questions and stuff, and that'd be that'd be awesome. You know, heck, I'm just hoping they let me into the place, to be quite honest with you. So,
well, and I agree with you. I think it's fantastic. I mean, upside is great. And we asked, our first question was, I hope it does not, you know, outprice the everyday minor league fan. And I hope they keep that in mind and not elevate it too much anyway. And because this is still, I mean, they need to be included in this as much as the players. I mean, the people that are there, season ticket holders every day, what have you, get up there. And I hope they do get a chance and find it in find a way anyway to get them in there.
Yeah, I agree totally, 100%.
But probably won't happen. But,
I mean, let's be honest, right? You know, the major leagues are running everything in the minor leagues, and you're talking about, quite frankly, a bunch of New York lawyers that have zero idea about minor league baseball and, you know, what's appealing to it. You know, have zero idea about a team from Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities and, you know, how it's more about affordable family fun and all that kind of stuff. So that's just, you know, that's my opinion. That's what I see. And, you know, you know, again, the ticket prices that I heard, it's not going to be $7 to $15 or $16, whatever the Colonel charged for a game. Let's put it that way.
Jeff, what was your, as long as we're on the Field of Dreams, I wonder what your reaction was to the grounds of the movie site and Frank Thomas and his group wanting to develop a 8-diamond youth complex, you know, near the site anyway, I guess I should say. But what were your thoughts on that?
You know, frankly, I guess that I'm a little surprised it took this long for the corporatization of the property, right?
Mm.
You know, I think it completely takes away what made that site special. Which was it was kept basically the original site, the original ball field and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Major League Baseball came in there and decided to, you know, kind of corporatize that and obviously built the Major League field. And now you got a former Major League player coming in there and going to develop all that land into, you know, youth fields and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, you know, so from that side of it, I'm disappointed. You know, that's not going to stay the quaint, you know, place that it always was and what, you know, made it so appealing to me, quite frankly, and I think so many others. And, you know, just from a business standpoint, quite frankly, I mean, it, you know, you got a big complex here and, you know, or going planned up there. Now you got one right down here. What's that? 50 miles away.
Yeah.
In Prospect Meadows. I mean, is there really a need for two huge complexes like that? So close together. I mean, is this going to be a cannibalization? One of the other. So, I guess that's the other part of it that kind of popped into my head. And, you know, we all know that you know, you got perfect game money in the Prospect Meadows thing here. So that's not going away, you know, anytime soon. So, you know, yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be really interesting. But, you know, it's going to lose its quaintness and, you know, to me, what made it the Field of Dreams, literally.
Well, they say you're not going to even be able to tell it's there.
Okay. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's one road in there, right?
Yep.
One road out of there. I mean, that's all going to have to change. There's going to have to be, you know, all this road construction, four lane. Apparently, they're going to build a hotel somewhere out, you know, out there as well. So, you know, yeah, for what? How many months out of the year?
Yeah.
Really? So,
true.
You know, so I don't know. We'll see how it works, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, if it works out for Dyersville, you know, the town and everything, then, you know, great. More power to them. That's going to be great. So,
from the hockey beat, the Heartlanders, Iowa Heartlanders, have a change in leadership at the top. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Brian McKenna was brought in to be the first president of the club. And you know, he had a very extensive hockey background. You know, I'd worked in the NHL and was commissioner of the ECHL, or president. I'm not sure exactly what the official title was. But, yeah, he's being replaced by a guy who's, has worked, I guess, 33 years for Hy-Vee, and I assume that most of that or a lot of that would be in corporate, you know, thing. And I guess he's in charge, or has been in charge, of like the Iowa City Coralville Hy-Vees, you know, there in town. So what all this means, I have no idea. My guess is that, you know, ownership of the club probably wasn't 100% happy with, you know, honestly with the fan, the number of fans that didn't show up. I mean, you know, they're second to last in the league, in attendance, at a, you know, 1900 some per game. And, you know, for, expansion franchise, you know, that honestly, I mean, that's not going to pay the bills. Let's just throw that out there. The new arena, nice arena, the rent payments certainly have got to be, you know, fairly pricey. So, you know, averaging 1900 a game is not going to pay bills or, you know, keep the franchise afloat, quite frankly. So, you know, maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I mean, the guy coming in has no hockey experience whatsoever. So, it's, you know, strictly a business decision, or he's in business and he's from the area and he's going to know the area. And, you know, I assume they, you know, it's just about, you know, reaching out and being more ingrained in the community, down there.
Rough Riders are get into the playoff mode right now, for Mark Carlson anyway. And, what's the latest, what's that looking like, et cetera, here in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, there are, two games left for everybody. They've got, Cedar Rapids has, one standing point lead on Team USA for sixth place in the Eastern Conference, in the final playoff spot. Cedar Rapids is 2 points back of Madison, which is in fifth place. So it's going to come down to two of those three will get in, and obviously one won't. So tomorrow night and Saturday, that's it. You know, you got home and home, for Cedar Rapids against Dubuque, or at Dubuque tomorrow night, and then hosting Dubuque on Saturday night. Dubuque's fighting for, you know, a division championship. So it's a very good team. It's not going to be easy for the Rough Riders. And Team USA has a home and home with Youngstown, which has already clinched the spot in the playoffs, and I think might just be locked into that fourth place or fourth seed, however you want to phrase it. So Cedar Rapids does have the tiebreaker on both Madison and Team USA, which is regulation or overtime wins. So that's a positive, but, you know, they are in control of their own destiny. Rough Riders just go out and win two games. They know they can't be caught, and they know they're going to be in the playoffs. So pretty simple from that standpoint.
You've got a doubleheader coming up in a little less than 2 hours out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels and Peoria Chiefs get together. Two really good teams in the West. I don't want to make too much out of it, but pretty interesting early season clash.
Yeah, it really is, Mark. It's Cedar Rapids went down to Quad Cities last week and won 4 out of 6 games. And, you know, Quad Cities was the Hackle champion last year, beat Cedar Rapids in the deciding Game 5 of the championship series. And Quad Cities didn't lose a series, home series all last season, which was really pretty amazing. So Cedar Rapids was able to go down to Davenport and take 4 out of 6 and, you know, survive this game or survive Game 1 of this series on Tuesday night, 4-3. And, you know, Peoria's playing very well and has a number of guys back as well, as does Cedar Rapids. A kid named Mason Wynn was a high draft pick. Cardinals fans might recognize him. Was drafted kind of as a two-way player. Because he can apparently throw a fastball 95, 96, 97 miles per hour, but he's been pretty much just an infielder since he's signed, and that's what he's doing for this team. He's off to a great start for them, and you know, Cedar Rapids, I think it's just the starting pitching. Talking to manager Brian Dinkelman after the game Tuesday night, I mean, he thinks that the quality and the depth of the starting pitching is going to give, you know, his club a chance to win pretty much every single night. So, and they got some offensive guys. Everybody knows what Christian Encarnacion Strand has done so far at third base. I think he leads the minors still in RBIs with I think 21 now, which is insane for, you know, what, 10 games or whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, it's two good ball clubs, and this should be an interesting series the rest of the way, no doubt.
It is, and a great start for Cedar Rapids, like you mentioned, and this team. And, you know, we knew coming in there was a lot of prospects on this team, and good reason to get out and see them early because, like you said, you'd have no idea how long some of these guys are going to hang around. And that's the name of the game. It's not like we're going to bemoan the fact. It's just that's just the way of minor league baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the job of the coaching staff here is to, you know, improve the players, develop them, and get them up to the next level. That's the first and foremost goal. And, winning is part of development. There's no question about that. It's not the end-all, be-all in the minor leagues. But, there's some guys on this team that, you know, quite frankly, they need to go up to double-A at some point this season to continue on a good development path, and I'm sure they will at some point. And, you know, I think Fort Myers, which is a level right below Cedar Rapids, is off to a real good start and has some players down there too. So, I don't think the Colonels, from a win-loss standpoint, probably would lose too much of a beat, wouldn't skip too much of a beat, if guys start getting – pushed up and moved up and things like that.
Twins Royals, bottom of the ninth, 1-0 Twins. And JJ, our team has not been very good at hitting balls that have been in the humidor for 2 weeks.
They do a hell of a job of making me not have to take my every night sleeping aid pill. So just sit there and watch them not score runs and hit, a bunch of, routine fly balls to the outfield and strike out and things like that. So, this team is pitching's been better than what I think we both thought it would be, Mark. Quite frankly, the offense has been horrible, and that's an accurate term. It might even be an understatement.
The Minnesota Twins, your alternative to melatonin. No, I'm just...
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Sox got swept, so I can't talk.
Well, that'd be a heck of a good slogan. You know, wouldn't it? Team slogan, It's melatonin night at the ballpark,
Sounds like something Euchre would have said in a movie.
That's right. like down in, you know, a bottle of whiskey or something. So, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Iowa baseball team. You've seen them on several occasions so far this year. Off to a great start as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Now they got big series at top 10 rated Rutgers coming up this weekend in Piscataway. But tell you what, great start by Rick Keller and the Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of, you know, win a couple, lose a couple. They were in that 500 mode throughout, you know, the first part of the season. And now that they've kind of hit the Big Ten, I mean, it's, you know, they took care of business last weekend against, quite frankly, a poor Minnesota team. And, you know, if you want to stay in the race for a Big Ten regular season championship, that's what you got to do is beat the teams that aren't very good. And, you know, it will be kind of a proving ground of sorts this week against a very, very hot Rutgers team that I think's won like 16 in a row, if I remember correctly. And the ballpark out there is a very small ballpark. I want to say it's only like 380 feet to send straightaway center field. So there might be some runs scored over the weekend. But, you know, if Iowa can win a series there, and you know, then that really kind of sets it up, you know, for maybe a legit run here at as we go along here in the Big Ten Conference and the Big Ten Conference race.
Emilio Pagan walking the first guy in the ninth. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
You know, that's Taylor Rogers has kind of been pretty good for the Padres, huh?
Yeah.
It's early, man. It is early.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that, Scott. So, yeah. For your team it is, but, yeah.
Just 12 games in.
I don't know.
Ish, 12 games in. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
That's right.
As opposed to golf league. So, at any rate, we will work out that Christmas club for you here before long.
I accept payments, you know, monthly payments. That's fine.
I know, and we'll work on that unless things start to change.
I'm going to real quick, guys. You know, how about Mitch Keller yesterday?
Nice.
He looked great.
Yep.
You know,
best outing I think he's had.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that velocity that he's worked on improving in the off season. I mean, he was throwing very consistently, 97. I think he hit 99 a handful of times. You know, with his fastball yesterday against the Brewers, just made one mistake and gave up one run, and that was enough. But yeah, I think he's gonna have himself a breakout season. I've kind of predicted that for a while, and gonna stick with it.
Yeah. Pirates don't have a lot of offense to help him, though. That's the problem. So,
that is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. We'll get you. Let you get out to the ballpark. Have fun there tonight. Always appreciate it, man. And we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Give him a follow on Twitter. And also read his stuff at thegazette.com. He'll be out at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight as the Colonels take on Peoria in a doubleheader. We'll take a break and come back and wrap things up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Get your vehicle in gear for warmer weather with 11% off everything at Menards. Valvoline Daily Protection Motor Oil improves fuel economy while protecting against engine wear. Valvoline oils are formulated with advanced additives for year-round engine protection. Right now, get a quart for only $2.99 after sale price and 11% off. Check out Menards Automotive Department today. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the Gym Class 354 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Back with you tomorrow. Mark will be. I will not be. I will be taking Friday off. Back with you on Monday. But you and Spencer will guide the ship tomorrow, beginning at 3 o'clock, the gym class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, and it'll be a fine program, I know.
Variety of subjects to cover, and we'll see you on Monday, huh?
See me on Monday. Kirkwood, by the way, baseball, a winner over Ellsworth, big, 19-4. That earlier on, we mentioned the Colonels and Peoria. We'll go at it tonight in a doubleheader for you as well. And golf going on. No Zach Johnson this weekend. He's taking the week off. Still not probably getting over the little bit of an illness he had, which forced him to withdraw last week. Hopefully everything is okay with Zach, but it's the team event going on. And you got interesting teams put together. You got they dress alike for this thing, you know. Ian Poulter and Shane Lowry are the winners today. With Ian Poulter doesn't wear anything unless it's tartan, as far as his trousers are concerned. So he's got Shane Lowry in some checked tartan trousers today, which looks a little bit unusual, I must say.
Interesting group. Bill Haas playing with his dad, Jay Haas.
They're doing well.
In his 799th PGA start. And Jay Haas's first tournament as a PGA Tour player, Sam Snead was on the field.
It's a good long career. It's a good long career.
And the Twins have crushed the Royals 1-0.
It's a final. It is a final. See, you didn't have to even worry about that walk, right? That leadoff walk. We got NBA basketball coming your way tonight for you right here on KGYM as the playoffs continue, as we've got Memphis and Minnesota coming up tonight for you. And they're expecting a raucous house at the Target Center coming up tonight for that one, as that is game number 3 of that particular series. And that series is tied at 1 game apiece. We'll have it at 6 o'clock for you with a 6:35 tip-off for that one. You got Utah and Dallas coming up tonight as well. That is a game 3 with that series tied at 1. And Golden State on the road at Denver tonight, with Golden State leading that series 2-0. And again, NBA basketball coming up tonight and tomorrow night throughout the weekend. You can always check out what is coming up as far as KGYM is concerned by going to our website. That, of course, is KGYMradio.com. We got baseball this weekend, Milwaukee and Philadelphia, to make Spencer very happy going into the weekend, as he can listen to his Brewers right here on KGYM coming up at 2:30, and that will be on Saturday afternoon.
Good luck to all the track athletes out there tonight trying to post a performance worthy of meeting the Drake Blue standards. And you got a terrific night to do it. Go out there and do it.
Including the four-walled Coleman relays down at City High tonight. Jeff Linder's down there. All right, Spencer and Mark tomorrow at 3. I'll be back on Monday with Mark to talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. Thanks for tuning in to the gym class, and they will be back with you tomorrow at 3.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The one overwhelmed with manual